And we're joined now by Toronto Raptors head coach, Dwayne Casey. Dwayne, thanks a lot for doing this. How are you today?
No problem, guys. Joy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm well. Before we talk Raptors, let's talk, you're a Kentucky man. Let's talk the Wildcats right now. They got a pretty crucial weekend, not just for them, but the rest of the SEC. And, man, I haven't seen a 2 in front of the rankings for Kentucky in recent memory. What's going on with your Wildcats, my man?
Well, the thing about it is, you know, they're young, and I think, you know, the way they've recruited over the years, they've really depended on the young players getting them over the hump and those guys maturing as the year goes on. And like any sport, Joy, it's very difficult to win with with young players, and I think the youthfulness of the team has caught up with them a little bit, going against some older veteran teams in the SEC, maybe not as good of players, but just been through the wars a little bit more. So that could be a factor there. And again, hopefully a lot of these kids will come back and go back for their second year, and they'll be much better.
What are your thoughts before we talk Raptors and NBA and this weekend and stuff? What are your thoughts on the whole one and done thing, right? It's something that Kentucky is one of the teams that you know, you benefit because you get these incredible players that could, I won't say come right out of high school and go into the NBA, but it's almost a formality that they're playing that 1 year. What are your thoughts on one and done in college?
Well, I think the thing about it is just like everything else, you know, it's like the Hack-a-Shack rule. You know, it's there. You have to use it. It's legal. It's a way to get a competitive advantage. I think it's tougher for the fans of each university to get used to the players that are part of their institution because you don't develop a relationship with them and because they're so quick. But as a college coach, you know, you have to use the rules that are there available to them. So many young players today don't want to go to college for 4 years if they feel like they have a really legit opportunity to play college basketball. I mean, in the NBA and go straight from college to NBA. Mm-hmm. So they, you know, those type of players are great players. So either you want to have a chance to coach those guys or you don't. And Kentucky, Duke is utilizing the rules the way they are. Personally, I'd much rather see young guys stay in school, go in college with the mindset, I'm going to go here, get a 4-year college degree. And then in the meantime, if I improve enough and if I show the fact that I'm an NBA player, then, okay, I'll leave them. But, you know, I don't know if it's fair or unfair for that kid to go in there thinking he's already an NBA player. How committed is he to that university? With you know, I don't have to listen to you, coach. I'm just coming here to buy time before I go to the NBA. So it's a difficult situation. Don't particularly like it, but it's within the rules.
Dwayne Casey is our guest. You're listening to Sportsnet today on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Joey Vendetta, and Dwayne, thanks again for doing this. I know it's a busy weekend. Are you in town, or did you get in a bit of a break?
No. We're here in town. Had a great event last night, Joey. With Masai's Giants of Africa, met his coach that helped him get started over there in Africa, and just so many beautiful things. The documentary that he's done with working with different camps over there. So it was a great affair, great event. A lot of people from throughout the NBA and throughout the states was there watching it. So it was fun. And then tonight we have a owners' dinner that all the owners in the NBA that Larry and George Cope and are hosting tonight, so we're going to that. So kind of a busy weekend, plus we got quite a few of our players still here in town working out and trying to stay sharp and stay ready for next week.
All right, speaking of working out, and again, before we get to the team, the BioSteel Center opened to much hoopla. John Torrey there, Masai there, Larry there, Deputy Commissioner of the NBA there. From a coach's perspective, how big of an addition is this to the team? It's, you know, you can add a player, right? We're talking, there's all kinds of speculation on who you're going to pick up, if anybody, and Masai says he doesn't want to make a splash, but we know there's a bunch of guys available out there. Mm-hmm. But how big is the opening of the BioSteel Center for the Toronto Raptors?
It's huge. It's big time. You know, right now it's kind of a renaissance time for our team, for our franchise, kind of going through some uncharted waters as far as everything is concerned. And also now opening up the practice facility is unbelievable, spacious, you know, technology out of the world, in the war room, the state of the art equipment for guys to work on. I told Damari Carroll that it may be a little bit too nice. Guys may go there and get too comfortable and be like a spa, but it has everything. It's unbelievable. Ownership did not spare any money as far as cut any corners to save any money. Everything is first class. So we're trying to get our program with the elite status, and this helps get us there with this facility. And you can show free agents, hey, you come to Toronto, this is your home away from home. This is your work office with all the state-of-the-art of equipment, space, baskets, and 24/7 access. It's unbelievable. And it's something that I know our fans and I know our players are very proud of.
So, Dwayne, from Dwayne Casey's perspective, when you look at the Toronto Raptors since the new year, since January the 1st when you beat Charlotte, and then you played Chicago and you lost a couple of games to Chicago and Cleveland, two teams that are, you know, with the loss of Jimmy Butler, the Bulls are in tough, but you've had trouble with the Bulls. Cleveland, we know, is kind of the high watermark in the East, and everyone talks about that's the team that you're going to have to get past. But we know how Dwayne Casey operates, and he's the guy that tells everybody, hey, stop looking past the guy that you got to play next. Never mind worrying about Cleveland. But, you know, losing to the Timberwolves, and this was a game I watched the other night, and I was really intrigued because you guys were up 18, and we've spoken about this before. Dwayne Casey is a defense-first coach, and points off the transition, points in the paint, using your big guys. You, of course, have two of the best guys in the back end in the NBA. It goes without saying the accolades that DeMar and Kyle, who there's a great article on the Players Tribune, Kyle talking about how he's matured since his days with Kevin McHale in Houston. But you've managed to keep these guys focused defensively and distributing the ball well for the most part. Do you think this team's limitation is strictly limited between the ears, or is it a player away?
Well, I like our team where we are. I think I definitely will say the game the other night was between our ears. We played good basketball in the first half, created an 18-point lead, and then all of a sudden a couple of turnovers, a couple of bad shots gave Minnesota some confidence to play. And like you said, transition points, points in the paint. Most of all, fouling, playing defense without fouling tells you the focus and the locked in level of play is not there. When you're reaching and grabbing first before you're moving your feet, that you know that you're not mentally into it or mentally ready to play. And, I guess shame on me because we definitely talked about it, you know, to nauseam that day, the day before about, hey, let's don't start the All-Star break until after the Minnesota game. And so, again, those things happen. That's part of the NBA. I didn't do a good enough job of getting them ready for 48 minutes of basketball. And so I'll take the criticism on that. But, again, that game there was between our ears because we played well enough in the first half to win, but we didn't continue the focus and the stick-to-itiveness to take care of the transition points in the paint, and definitely keeping them off the free throw line.
And before I let you go, Dwayne, and again, thanks for doing this, the Damari Carroll situation, and we talk about potential pickups and all these names that are being bandied about and all the guys that are available, and I find it interesting that your best acquisition might be a guy that's already on your roster who hasn't played much, right?
Well, that's the thing, you know. The thing we have to go with is one of our best defenders at that position is there. Both our three position guys are hurt. The guys we need most in Damari and James Johnson. So, once we get Damari back, that's going to help us. He's not going to come back and, you know, change the world right off the bat just because you miss as much time as he missed coming back from surgery. But getting him back healthy, getting him back 100% is a top priority. And then that'll let us know kind of where we are as a team, as an organization, because, like you said, our biggest need is already in on our roster, which is in Damari and also James Johnson. So we'll see once he gets back, get him back 100% healthy, You know, we need him as far as guarding guys like the other night against Andrew Wiggins would have helped us slow him down some. And so, you know, that's the hard thing to judge from Masai and in the front office's standpoint is to, you know, what do we already have right here on our roster?
Dwayne, thank you for doing this. And before we let you go, any update on Damari that you can share? I know you got a big game coming out. I mean, you know, you've gotten like 9 days off here after that game against the Timberwolves, where you play the Bulls in Chicago Friday, February 19th. Again, that's going to be a test. Any update on Damari?
Well, no, there's not updated. Just saw him over to the new practice facility, just left there. And, you know, he's still working on it. There's no timetable for him coming back. And, you know, and not going to really put on one. Once he's ready to go 100%, we'll go. But right now we have Norm that's doing a good job. We've got to, you know, see what A.B. Anthony Bennett can do at that possible position. So, again, we got to make sure we get our other guys ready to go and ready to step in and play when their numbers call.
Well, Dwayne, you've done a great job as always, and continued success and good luck the rest of the way. And thank you for doing this.
Thank you so much, Joy. Have a good weekend.